Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, The Goodness of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
You know, we were able to help the Hagans, Brother Kenneth Hagan Sr. and Miss Aretha Hagan, his wife, for actually 20 years. But in the beginning, they didn't know us. We didn't know them. And the Lord dealt with me, gave me just these words, help Brother Hagan. That was my directive. I thought it would be for a few months. Turned out it was for 20 years.
Praise the Lord.
But what we had to do continuously through that time is keep presenting ourselves before them and says, can we help you? Can we, even after we had been there, worked in the ministry, worked in healing school and in Rhema Bible Training Center and other things for, I guess it was 15 years, we felt like we were supposed to develop our ministry more and give more time to it. And I went and talked to Brother Hagan about it. He said, well, you're not getting any younger. If you're going to do something, you better get to it. And so we did. And so I resigned from the school. And I thought, as most everybody had done, you know, when you do that, well, you pretty much do your own thing, you know. Well, we were into that for a year or so, a year and a half. And I was in another part of the country praying, getting ready for a service. And the Lord spoke to my heart. I don't mean I heard a voice, audible voice, but inside me very distinctly. He said, I never released you from helping Brother Hagan. I just assumed some things. I assumed because I was no longer working there actively every day as a part of the ministry that we wouldn't have that much interaction. He said, I didn't release you from helping him. I thought, uh-oh. I've messed up here. I've made a mistake. So I've talked to Phyllis about it, and we found out they happened to be in Florida. They lived in Tulsa, Oklahoma, but they happened to be down here having a meeting, actually in Miami. And so we flew down here and found them and asked them, could we speak to them when it was convenient? And they said yes, and when the appropriate time, we sat down and we said, can we help you anyway? Any way we can assist you. Well, they had a lot of people helping them. You know, you might imagine, big, strong ministry and a lot of people helping them, but that's not all there is to it. Can we help you? Now, it's not that we didn't have anything to do. We had an office. It was busy. We had more invitations than we can get to. I mean, your mind would be saying, what are you doing? But thank God. They said, well, okay, yeah. And Phyllis was involved, got involved in some ironing. I got involved in some singing specials in the service and helping, sometimes driving the car, sometimes holding a coat, sometimes toting a briefcase. All excellent things. How many understand? If you're toting somebody's coat that's changing lives, you have a part of that.
Amen.
The truth is, there's a lot of folks would have a greater impact on the body of Christ as a helps minister than having their own. What are you willing to do? You understand? You don't have to have your name on something to be greatly impacting the body of Christ. And so thank God for that next 5 years, we had some of the greatest times we had ever had. Now, it was busy, man, and it cost us. We had to believe for money to get there and do things. But what I'm saying is we had to make ourselves available to them.
Amen.
Come on, can you see this? Yeah. You don't just wait and say, well, they know where we are. If they need something, they can call us.
No.
Mm-mm. You have that kind of attitude and you're going to miss out. If the Lord told you to do something, you make yourself available. And if they don't use you, you just make yourself available again. Come on, are you listening? And you just keep making yourself available. But now listen, don't limit it. Don't say, I'm only willing to do this. You got to be willing. The Lord didn't tell me, help Brother Hagan with what? Help Brother Hagan. And that meant setting up chairs and taking them down, filling out forms, doing some things I really didn't care for. When I was a teacher, they included us in part of the, what do you call it, deciding which students you accept?
Admissions.
Admissions, applications. So I would have spoken a lot of times, four times that day by 4 o'clock. And I'd come back to my office and there's a stack of applications this tall. And I have to read them and go through all of them. And this is somebody's life. I can't just skip it. Oh, man. And sometimes I'd come back in and there's 3 stacks on my desk. And I've already ministered 4 times that day. And I was feeling like, I don't know that this is my call. Yes, it was, because it was helping brother. Hey, come on. Can you see this? Somebody say, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Where were we before we got into all that? Present yourself. Verse 2. Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Now, does this sound like what we're reading in Hebrews? That your mind's renewed and you're able to prove and test and then know the difference between this is the will of God. This is not, this can't be the will of God. It's contrary to the word. This is a good thing. No, I don't care how many people are gung-ho over that. That can't be right. It disagrees with this, disagrees with that. Amen. See, many people are easily misled, easily deceived. They think they're so smart, but they're easily deceived because they're ignorant of the Word. Amen. Which is why everybody at Faith Life Church reads their chapter every day, Monday through Friday. Listen, if you miss a chapter or 2 or 10, don't quit. Amen. Don't quit. Just pick up where we are. If the Lord deals with you to make it up, do. If not, then don't. You can do it some other time, but just don't quit.
Amen.
Don't quit. Look at your neighbor. Tell them, say, don't quit.
Don't quit.
Don't quit. Read your chapter. Read your chapter. It's through the Word, the washing of the water of the Word. It's through the revelation of light and truth from His Word that your mind is renewed, and through application of that word daily, you're exercising your senses and you come to know the difference between good and bad, right and wrong. Yield to and resist. Can you see that? In verse 9, same chapter, Romans 12, 9, let love be without dissimulation. That means no phoniness. No fakeness. Abhor that which is evil and cleave to that which is good. Abhor that which is evil and cleave to that which is good. Other translations say hate the evil and love the good.
Amen.
Not talking about hating people. It's hating what is evil.
Yeah.
Hating evil itself. You need to have some strong feelings about these things, not just passive, not just whatever. They're things you need to hate and feel very strongly about. I hate poverty. It kills people. That's why people starve to death. I hate sickness and disease. I despise it. Don't you? It takes the beautiful marvel of creation of the human body. We're fearfully and wonderfully made, and it can twist it and distort it and destroy it until it barely resembles a human anymore.
Amen.
It's devilish.
Yeah.
It's evil.
Amen.
Don't try to tell me God's in that disease.
No.
He's not.
No.
He's not. There are things you need to love, and there are things you need to hate.
Right.
Need to have some passion about you.
Yep.
Some fire in your belly.
That's right.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Don't be a little whatever, whatever, milk toast. Well, I'm just neutral on everything. Well, then you're just nothing then.
Amen.
Have some backbone.
Yes.
Have some fire. Come on, are you listening?
Yes.
Love God.
Yes.
Hate evil.
Yes.
Love people.
Yes.
Hate anything that hurts them.
Right.
Hate anything that destroys them.
Right.
Stir up.
Right.
I thought we weren't supposed to hate. We're reading scriptures. There's many scriptures that deal with this. Selah. Pause a second and think about that. Verse 21, notice this. And this is a powerful, powerful part of what we're touching right now. Be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. Say it out loud. Overcome.
Evil.
With what?
Good.
Well, you fight fire with fire. That's not a scripture.
That's right.
I said, that's not a scripture. You don't fight fire with fire. Now, maybe out in the forest, actual forest fire. But not in life. What's Jesus talking about? If somebody slaps the fire out of you, you know what your flesh will want to do? Fight fire with more fire. Slap them back. Give them a taste of their own medicine. You know, slap them back harder. But you know what that is? That's trying to overcome evil with the same kind.
Yeah.
Oh, friend, is everybody awake? Is everybody awake? If somebody slaps you and hurts your feelings and you slap them back, how have you done any better than them? Which is why Jesus talked about this. Man, it's quiet in here. If somebody cusses you out and you cuss them out, how have you done any better than them? How are you any better in any way? All you did was replace one evil with another. And you can't overcome evil with evil. And that's what you'll see in the world is this, that's why people call it dog eat dog, this vicious cycle of violence and more violence responding and then more violence back. And that's how things develop into full scale wars and cities are destroyed. And you know who's laughing? The destroyer. We've seen some things in recent times. Mobs in the street, yelling and screaming, burning things to the ground. How many understand? This is the devil.
Yes.
I don't care what cause somebody had in mind. When you see stealing, killing, and destroying, that's the devil in manifestation. And he wants to work all of us up into a mindless frenzy until we are doing stuff we don't even realize we're doing. But that's not how you overcome something bad. With more bad.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Goodness of God, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, June 6th, as we begin our week-long marriage meeting. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.